You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening once again. It's the beginning of Hour 3. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That's me on the Q-Talk America Network, right here broadcasting live from Central Phoenix on a chilly night. From what I understand, one of the last chilly nights we're going to have as our temperatures resume.
No, Mom will make chili again.
I understand that.
I
totally didn't think about that. But this is delicious, by the way. It is a cool night in Central Phoenix. We're broadcasting live from the Q-Talk America Plaza right here. Right next to the Phoenix Pride building, which is just next door to us. We've got some events coming up down the road involving Phoenix Pride. And also, our video is launching, I believe it's the 19th of next month, I believe is what it is.
I'm going to do my hair.
On this very show, yes.
I'm going to wear actual
pants. I have to tell you, though, Katie, you wearing the breathing little mask there, I feel like I'm watching a very bad episode of Planet of the Apes. For some reason, that little piece looks like the mouth of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Is one of us going to be an ape in this scenario?
Oh, well, as we do each and every beginning of third hour, we do a segment we call Thoughtful Vulgarity. And I'm not sure if... is the question going to pertain to any previous?
Oh, fuck yeah!
Well, then we'll go ahead and play. This now so we can get this out of the way and start our.
I'm going to get a beer.
I'm going to need some more chili.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Well, our question, and Marnie's left the building. our question comes to the politics of coming out.
Not and the politics of dancing?
No.
Different.
Okay. Same tune, though.
Same song.
And honestly, where you stay, because to me, it is very, very political. And I like to shoot guns. That's funny. It's very, it's, and I don't want to give too much away about my answer, which is clear, but where do you stand on the politics of, like, people with a voice coming out, like they support political events, they support presidents. Oprah backed Obama.
I love Oprah so much.
Barbara Streisand usually only does concerts now she tours, but she mostly only used to do things to support Democratic candidates. Like, where is the political side of coming out to you?
Did you catch the question, Marnie? Okay.
It should go to Katie.
I was talking about the politics of coming out.
Well, and I'll just answer briefly. And this.
Well, no, we got an hour. So.
Well, I mean, I won't answer briefly. I'll say this one piece briefly. I was thinking about today because I was, sick. And I pawned my parenting off on Mickey all day. And I laid on the couch.
But meaning a DVD was babysitting your child?
Yeah.
Okay, got
all
it.
All day long. That Rio, actually, which was really cute. But yeah, it was fun. So I was watching Ellen, and, everybody loves her. And I'm watching her go out into the crowd and dance with everybody, and everyone's getting down and the whole thing. And I'm looking at these women going, I'm certain that there are women and men in the audience right now who don't like gay people, who vote for, who are anti-gay marriage, who are, who may or may not. Like, this woman, for example, who takes pictures of Palmer occasionally, she is very nice to our faces. She doesn't make us uncomfortable, but she is a rabid right-winger.
Right.
And she absolutely is not in favor of gay marriage, et cetera, et cetera. And, I'm like, I could see this woman going to Ellen and thinking that Ellen is so cool. She's so fun. Let's dance. But I hate her.
But I'll deny her every right.
I'll deny her her rights.
Right. Right.
And so I think about that sometimes, and I think... everyone's loving her, but do they really, is she enough of an ambassador of the gay community.
Well, can she carry the flag alone?
Right. And I, you know, and she can't, of course. Right. And I know she's been incredibly outspoken. But then, you know, I thought, I wonder, I don't recall her doing political, like
very,
being
it's
politically
very low, it's lower key.
It's low key, but when she does, she always cries about it. She doesn't handle it very well. But she does on her show. When something comes up, she gets bullying.
Well, I know she was about the whole, you know, JCPenney situation.
Tyler, who, not our Tyler in Tennessee, but Tyler who jumped off the bridge.
Who jumped off the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
But
I mean,
there's,
she was all about, I mean, she really reacts.
And she got on everybody that came on Ellen about gay marriage. She did John McCain. She did. I want to say Sarah Palin.
Oh, see, I suppose that I didn't see any of that. And I wondered, how much does she really use it? I know she does in some ways, but I mean,
doesn't abuse it.
Right. She's not in your face about it.
That's good.
She's not. I think the interviews are more fair than anything.
Because she's someone that was not afraid, obviously. She
no,
came
very
out
afraid.
On her show.
Oh,
well,
she was.
No. I don't mean that. I just mean she's not afraid to talk about it. She's not afraid to say, this is who I am and this is
now.
What I believe.
Certainly. Right.
Yeah. But you know, when did she come out? It was because it was on her show.
On
the Ellen show.
It was.
I want to say 97.
Wasn't it she was in the supermarket?
Right, she's in the airport. She announces.
She reaches over and grabs the microphone, or goes in her mouth. Right.
For like Laura Dern, right? Isn't she after Laura Dern?
Right.
Anyway,
and Oprah was her therapist.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
It was brilliant. That was a brilliant episode.
Anyway, so she's just someone that comes to mind when you talk about the kind of the politics of coming out and how she did it and how she uses.
But I think that the way Ellen used to be, obviously, I mean, unless you were under a rock and you saw her do Star Search, and you saw her come up through the ranks of everything that she did.
She did Star Search as well.
I thought she was on Star.
Rosie.
No, it's Rosie.
Oh, my bad. Mm-hmm. Still, another lesbian. But I thought Ellen did stand-up.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking of old footage of her doing stand-up.
Mm-hmm. She was the first lady on Johnny Carson, and then was invited over to the couch, which never happened.
Oh,
with Carson.
Yeah. And she wasn't expecting that.
Oh, God, nobody was, but she was the first female that was brought over, et cetera.
I remember that.
She it was Ellen, and it was, she does this about God.
Hello, God.
God.
Hi,
yeah.
God, it's me, Ellen.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And that's what Johnny Carson was like, come on over, and I guess she was like, holy shit.
Yeah, but
I thought that was Roseanne.
But I thought, she didn't do the Hello, God. No, that was
No, but I thought Roseanne was the first person that he ever invited
that's
over.
That's my understanding, but I'll look it up.
Anyway.
Googling.
But
what
I thought,
thinking?
Lost it. Coming back, and here we are. I thought Ellen was very much like what you were saying earlier, Marnie. Like you made a comment in regards to when you walk into a room, you mm-hmm. people know just based on a look or an appearance or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I kind of always got that from Ellen. I'm like, why? Are you blind and deaf?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
I just thought maybe she didn't have to say it because we all knew it. Now, again,
all knew it.
Was I living
now,
under
I knew her from she had there was a sitcom that might have been on Fox. She was on a sitcom before Ellen where she was it was mm-hmm. about a realty company where she played a supporting role.
A realty
I knew her from stand up and
okay. I knew her from stand up.
I did
stand up.
I never got that she was gay out of any of it. I knew they all looked kind of dykey back then.
Well,
there
because
was,
everybody had the mullet
blazer.
And a blazer.
Everyone had a mullet and a blazer. I mean, it turns out later they were all gay. I just thought they all had one bad hairdresser. So
We did.
So I mean, it did take a while before I was that I knew she was. I mean, I did realize before it became a TV show that she was gay.
What I like with Ellen, and will strongly use the word admire, is that when she does have people on, it's just a
conversation.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, she'll talk about her wife and when they got married.
Yeah.
And when this and it's just the same conversation that any heterosexual person that's sitting down with her.
I like that it's always just a normal conversation.
Yeah. Right. It's not a point made. It's not.
She makes a comment about her. She makes a comment about Portia, just like you know Johnny Carson would have made about one of his wives.
Absolutely.
Or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And never.
Which is the level of normalcy and discourse we are searching for.
Right. And there's never a time where she says it and then kind of looks at her guests like.
Yeah.
Are you offended by that?
Okay, gotcha. Right. Because that era is gone. That era has gone.
Right.
And I'll say this to Tyler. I think he's 26 or 27. That era passed. Like, the era, that era, that you're looking for of like, why does somebody have to come out? Or they don't have to, but the era when it made a difference has come and gone. Mm-hmm. We're on the post Will and Grace side of it, and everybody makes fun of Joe Biden for saying it, but it really did put gay people in your living room and make them central characters and funny and have real lives.
Right.
And how can you like Jack and Will?
It kicked down every single wall. You had the flamboyant one, but then you had the one that was a lawyer and had a sensible life and married a gay cop.
To a point, it also is that not in my backyard scenario where they're funny and they're fantastic and I enjoy them.
Oh, but they're in New York. They're not in Missouri.
On the screen. Mm-hmm. They can't come out of that screen into my living room. Little do you realize, three doors down from you, that kid that your son is beating the shit out of or whatever, that's the same issue.
Well, and when you talk about the politics of it, like as far as standing up with the microphone and, you know, Harvey Milk and you and, you know, getting to everyone and, everyone coming out and everyone has to come out to make a difference.
But we all don't have that platform.
No.
Like
you're right.
Jodie Foster could have been a French teacher and just told her French students and all would be well. But no, she has a worldwide platform.
But she's an actor,
does that mean she has to utilize that?
But she's not the
first actress. We're like 100 years of Hollywood. Farrah Arbuckle. We're talking like silent movie shit.
Sure.
These scandals have been following everybody. She's had radio silence for 32 years. So no one asked her. I'm just saying, shut up about it. If you don't want to come out and you're already out to everybody, then shut up about it. We stopped asking you a decade and a half ago.
Okay. And I respect that. I think her.
It's coming out angry, but what I meant was, who asked you?
Whatever. Yeah, and so you said that, and again, with that speech, I saw, because the whole thing, it made me laugh initially, because it was in relation to the Ellen, you know, where people will say things like, I'm Lebanese, you know, or I'm this, or I'm that, instead of I'm a lesbian. That, you know, I was waiting and she's like, I'm single. And I did. I just started to laugh. Like,
I thought that was clever.
Right. And then
when the honey movie came out, I can't even tell you how insulted I was.
And by that point, I wasn't even, whatever. I don't know what she's talking about.
But then I swam back in for the mom part.
Yeah. And then, like I said, that is the piece that I remember the most. I just don't know that simply because someone is in the acting field or in some kind of public occupation that they have to do anything.
Right.
I just, you know, how many people that don't have that platform or this platform, whatever it might be, do amazing work by all the people that say, I don't know anyone who's gay. And then you look up, you're like, yeah, you do.
Right.
Right. And so I don't have a big platform.
But she does, because and that's one of the things with gay marriage and how fast this era of civil rights is moving compared to previous eras of civil rights. Like from the Emancipation Proclamation of 1864 to the Civil Rights Act, that's 101 years. Okay. 101 years between freeing the slaves and getting the right to vote in the South. Okay. 101 years. Okay. From Harvey Milk, the first openly gay person elected, to gay rights being passed in certain states, we're at 35.
Harvey Milk was
the difference? The first openly gay elected official in the United States.
City councilman, and then to this this step off of Kyrsten Sinema being in Senate.
Right.
And
Congress.
Congress, I'm sorry.
But we have a lesbian in the Senate.
Yeah.
In the Senate. Uh-huh. In the Senate.
From Wisconsin. Yeah.
We're back in rarefied air again. The number of U.S. senators, there's only 100. Well, 101, 102. 102. I can't remember if District of Columbia. Fuck. No, there's 100. They don't get representation in the Senate. There's 100. Plus the vice president breaks all ties. So 200 and we got together in 1789. What are we at? 11 and 13 is 24. 224 years of the democracy. There's not been that many. So to get a lesbian 35 years after the first elected gay official, I mean, we're truncating history. And what's the difference? When you ask people, do you know a gay person? If you ask them in 1992, in that ACT UP era, the silence equals death, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. It was like 1 in 3 people said they knew a gay person. Now we're up to like 1 in 6, 1 in 7. What's the difference? Coming the fuck out.
Right.
Take the shame out of it. Stand up and be counted.
Isn't she doing that with the people that are close to her?
Right.
She's not doing it on a national stage.
But you do it to the level of your voice. That's my thing.
She did
Harvey
it.
Harvey Milk, that's the hope, but I don't know that that's the Milk you have to.
Harvey Milk could have easily stayed in the closet.
Absolutely.
Who did he have to tell?
But why is there an expectation?
He could have just been a camera shop owner.
Right.
It's not an expectation. It's a dream.
Sure. Okay, I can go with that.
It's a dream to say it.
Right.
If you live in these homophobic places, and you're probably going to, I don't know, maybe there's some, but hey, we live in one of the reddest states going. Mm-hmm, we have a crazy fucking governor in Joe Arpaio.
We're actually pretty middle of the road. But
she's a cunt.
I have an odd analogy for you, and for some reason it always goes back to mechanical things to me. Mm-hmm. I guess the analogy I would give to you, Marnie, it's like, let's say that in, I don't know what country doesn't have drinking water. Just pick whatever fucking country out that doesn't have it. Yeah. They're starving for drinking water. And you live there, or you know how to make perfect drinking water out of dirt, out of anything, and you just choose not to do it. Do you know how? You know, everybody knows you know how. Okay. But you won't give that secret out. You won't let these people be free to have water.
Right. That's a good analogy.
Only because you don't really want to. You know, I know, I'm kind of private. I just want to keep it to myself. I know how to do it. I can make money, but I don't really care. To me, it's the same analogy. You've got the secret, or you've got the power to free people, if you will, to give them something they need, and you've got a platform to do it, like whether you just have a company that can do it, you have the money to do it, you have a platform that she has, be it through the arts or be it through just her fucking name, and she's not doing it. So like what I was saying is she never stood up when people needed water and said, I know how to make water.
That's a really good
That really
analogy.
Is brilliant. That's brilliant.
You're welcome.
that is a bell winger.
And that is why this is my show.
Yeah.
Once in 9 months.
Ladies and gentlemen, on The Enquirer, Jodie Foster is now killing people. They're all thirsty.
But I'll dumb it down for you.
Thirsty people.
There's someone
dying at the hand.
Dying at the
hand,
Jodie Foster.
Dying at the hand.
She won't bring them a bucket. But you have somebody on TV saying, giving the message to teenagers that they cause hurricanes, mm-hmm. that they are responsible for like the gun violence. Fred Phelps has a platform. That's how he uses it. Right. She has a chance to say, I'm a Yale graduate with two Oscars. I speak French. I speak Italian. I had a not successful relationship. I have two beautiful children. I'm friends with the biggest homophobe, anti-Semite, wife-beating fuck in the world.
But.
And I'm proud of all of it. And what did she choose to be proud of? Nothing. I mean, except for Mel Gibson, the only thing she really said. But all I needed to hear from her was, yes, I'm gay. And I'm going back to radio silence. Because we've all given her radio silence for decades. It's been decades of radio silence from this woman. And we've all, no one's asking her.
The drinking word should have been radio silence.
Yeah, I know, because I love that.
Because you are using that? Ooh.
Huh. Rum. So Tyler, and that was to you. Because Tyler put on here that, what is this quote? And I should read it. And it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash gave the sperm.
I understand. I already posted that. It was David Crosby in 2000.
Oh, I know. I was just saying it out loud for people that are on the listen later. It's in here somewhere. When it mattered. Who should decide when someone comes out? Mm-hmm. You have to decide when it's okay to go. Like, and I love that she used a quote from Contact, in case you don't think I'm the biggest Jodie Foster fan in the world. She told her mom when it's okay to go. That's Contact. I'm okay to go. I'm okay to go. That's her in the spaceship.
It was an awful movie. Yeah, you heard me.
I know.
Mm-hmm. We disagree. It's okay to agree to disagree.
Yeah. But so, I mean, so there we are. That's the politics of it.
Perhaps.
perhaps.
Yeah. Quizás, quizás, quizás. That's how you say that in Spanish.
Okay.
It's a song.
Well, I'm kind of surprised because
we're at a loss.
I feel like at the next point, somebody's going to ask me to take a Monday night off, and it's just going to blow up this room.
Because that's the
sound that he was making earlier during that rant of regards to her was the same one about the Monday night thing.
Yeah,
because I took it
wrong. Well, because my deal is that I love to play devil's advocate.
Right, so in part,
that's what I'm doing.
But are you just being now? Hear
in
me
part.
Out. Are you just being a bitch and playing devil's advocate just to get his goat, or do you really feel that?
No, I mean, the vast majority, I like to play devil's advocate because I like to bring that stuff out. But no, I firmly, I actually believe what I'm saying.
Okay, that's my question. Because you can play whatever the fuck you want to play.
I don't care what your fucking platform is. I don't think anyone has to do anything that they're uncomfortable with or that they choose not to do.
No, yeah. I agree with you on that.
And that's all.
I just don't want somebody to tell me you're brave later then.
Right. You're
absolutely.
That's,
don't elevate to like...
She don't... don't make her the queen of all gayness, because
she came late to the dance.
She did.
She walked through a door that had been kicked down, bulldozed, and beaten its way through.
I think that there
and
was,
then she didn't even come through it. She wouldn't even say what door she was walking through,
right,
except for the Mel Gibson door. That's the only thing she was proud of, besides those kids. And the kids were adorable. But it should be pretty easy to figure out who their dad is, because they look exactly alike. I think
they
it's Prince Harry.
They do look really similar. Yeah. They
look like him. Oh, my God.
Or the guy who you think is Prince Harry's dad.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe it's him.
Good
Maybe
genes. Good genes.
Maybe they're brothers.
All right. So our next thing that I can't believe, because I talked the whole time, so I can't believe no one talked about it when I was talking for 2 fucking hours.
You'll probably bring it up, and I'll be like, oh, I was going to talk about that.
Lance Armstrong.
I was trying to avoid it.
I had it.
So wait, why would you avoid
it's
that
in,
one?
It's unavoidable.
Just because, do we really care?
Well, you know what? I think that if you have that kind of fucking platform, that you need...
Same song. Exact same song.
I just am tired of hearing about him. I just really am. Aside from the fact that he raised a lot of money for cancer research, that's fine.
So, that's our platform question. Could he have raised that same money for cancer without the doping and the 7 Tour de France wins?
Nope.
If you're a third place Tour de France guy 7 years in a row,
nobody cares.
Nobody. So do you fight your way to that platform to use it for good?
Yeah,
that's our question. Is it worthy of how many dreams he peed on and all the people that? Well, I guess two people, because Buddy Early told us that they had to go back to like the person that finished 25th to find something that was clean.
Because
it's like the dirtiest fucking
really doping.
It's
right.
the dirtiest it's fucking true. Sport in the world.
Yeah, that right. he's going to tell Oprah. He
just did
it. Mm-hmm. Well,
no.
He hasn't aired yet.
No,
airs
Thursday.
Oprah's kind of baiting
Oprah
the hook.
Oh, Oprah was on talking about something. That's why I guess I thought it was
I guess they had agreed to Jodie Foster style drink, radio silence. You could drink again if you decided that was your drinking word. The interview with her
options today.
The interview with her lesbian lover, Gail, today on CBS said that
she should really come out.
That'll be a get. That'll be one for our team. I'm going to get two toasters
People
for that
will
one.
Actually
but
watch
what will it matter at
huh?
that point?
No. Because, again,
I mean,
her relevance is gone.
Relevance is gone.
I'm making fun of her. Mm-hmm. Well, I have been forever. Mm-hmm. But I have the man to make fun of own. Oprah Winfrey Network,
That's
the Missy
right.
Elle Network. Because I think
right.
it's that fucking stupid.
Not real. Katie Jones.
Disclaimer.
Quit looking for
Disclaimer.
It.
Disclaimer. Hashtag. Fucker. But she said that she was under the impression that no one was going to talk about the interview until it aired, that it was going to be a big exclusive. And I guess he started running at the mouth probably because he was doping. Mm. And so she agreed to interviews with Gail, which, you know, they were already in bed together. Why not just turn on a microphone? I can't stand her. she drives me batshit.
That's funny.
Gail?
No, Oprah.
Oh,
I think Gail's lovely. I think
I can't stand her on CBS this morning.
It
just looks so. She was. It looks horrible.
Yeah.
Well, CBS this morning has been the nag in that race.
Right, it's the redheaded stepchild of all morning shows. I agree. But
I think ours is better, and we don't have one.
I didn't even know CBS had a morning show.
They do.
They do.
Charlie Rose and Gail King, and it's a difficult thing to watch. Mm-hmm. But I'm on board with Good Morning America. I used to be.
I am too.
Totally a Today Show person, but I'm
because gay out Sam Champion.
Sam Champion
married.
But aside from that, they're just. They're just fun. They click like
right.
this.
The
Good Morning America crew.
No reality TV show, no drama, just a wedding picture,
yes.
and we all moved on.
Right.
That Honey Boo Boo thing, I guess now that I'm drunk and I still don't like Republicans, and I guess I'm more upset about the Honey Boo Boo comment than I'm willing
I
to
think
admit.
You are. Yeah.
I guess that's.
Yeah. I think that's
In vino veritas. Look it up. It's Latin.
Is it on our money?
No, it means in wine is
in
the
wine.
Truth.
Is it on our money?
I was going to say,
it's more true than in God we trust. So what are your thoughts on the Armstrong? Not stretch, Lance.
Right.
I'm glad that he finally had the ball to come out.
Well played. I'm going to give you that one. That was well played.
Two for me on one show.
On that one, because he had come out so strongly. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll live strong.
But, you know, because he had come out so strongly and adamantly that he didn't dope. And that
well,
he
and
didn't
like, threw a bunch of
and
under
sued
the bus,
people,
threw
and
a
then,
lot of people
right.
under the bus,
and
right.
actually won two lawsuits.
But now
over
what are you going to do?
Of defamation
right.
of character, right. yeah.
I mean, the watching how convincingly he lied about that stuff. Excuse me, was disturbing.
In under oath taped depositions, never flinched.
disturbing.
Yeah. And then waits to give the interview till he knows that the statute of limitations went up.
Exactly. That was I was going to say that.
And though, why even go there? Like, okay, so the statute of limitations is out, but why?
He's losing relevance even more than he had been. Because now everything's been stripped of him. Now everything is this. Well, but suddenly he's on Oprah. Everyone's talking about him again.
I forget what they call it. There's a term that they were talking, because I heard this again. And I'm surprised you didn't hear it today on KTAR when I was listening as well. There is it's been under wraps, but there's a very hush-hush. There's a lawsuit coming from the feds at him. I forget. There's a phrase, and I'm surprised Al doesn't know what this is. It's something about the fact that...
In vino veritas.
Still Latin.
No, something, it has to do with the fact of you talking about it or admitting to something. There's some lawsuit. So now that he's done that, it kind of changes the way, from what I understand, it changes the way that they can come at him in this lawsuit. So now that he's spilled the beans...
But
it
that's what Oprah's little, saying. That
takes
she
a little wind out of that for him.
Oprah told Gail in bed today that she was he was not. He doesn't come out and say it. He does the Jodie Foster.
He does enough of it to get him out of it, right? But then the other thing is
he's acquired representation.
Yeah, exactly. Unlike the criminals in Florida that we've reported on.
At press time, he did have representation.
Laura says he wants to compete in triathlon.
That's what she just said. Other thing is that they're just struggling. They're dying on the vine so quickly. The U.S. Postal Service, because they gave him so many millions of dollars in endorsement money because they endorsed him forever and ever and ever. Well, now that this has all gone to hell, they're now looking to recoup all that they had done, all that they had given him. So
because they, ladies and gentlemen, however you self-identify, transgendered, BGL, TFFG, the post office needs your money.
They're raising rates next week.
They
really?
Have to.
Uh-huh.
But your forever stamps are still good. So go buy you keep everything. So just go buy some forever stamps now.
By the way, Al's looking at me when he said, I buy everything. I keep everything.
I was looking at a 1977 Hamilton Beach pleasure.
I just acquired that.
You did, I know.
Yeah, I almost kept it at home and brought my other one, but I like this one in here better.
No, I like it.
It does have a certain appeal.
It
does.
Very much. It's streamlined, simple.
And if I hadn't died in a horrible car accident in Colorado, I'd still have my 1970-something.
I'll find you one, I swear to God.
Oysterizer? What the fuck they call it?
It's an oysterizer.
Yeah. I interrupted you.
I will find you
tales
one.
Tales of Gale in bed.
No. No, it's just that they're trying to recoup all of this money. Okay. So they're saying that he's already in talks to settle. However, the lawsuit's going to come back and bite him in the ass, and they're going to demand more than he's willing to settle for.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where all this money's coming from. I mean, I don't know. Does he have Swiss bank account somewhere hidden?
He's,
I don't know.
He's like worth, a lot, but
a lot.
It's going to get,
but a
he's
going to
lose
is.
A lot of
yeah.
it. Because it's. Still, he didn't get every single endorsement stripped, did he? I mean, he get every single endorsement? Like one slowly? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if they were all gone.
Every trophy, every endorsement, every award.
They were,
she's like
CNN was live in a bike shop somewhere. I don't know where they were. But they were live in a bike shop showing all the bikes, and there's seven of his jerseys from each one of
the
Tour de France, and a bunch of autographed pictures and everything. It's all still up on the wall, and nobody's saying it's just, it's still there.
But how weird is it that everyone else was doping? So,
right.
So what do they do?
It was an even playing field because everybody was doing it.
Oh, yeah. But he just got away with it in light. And if Buddy was here, he told us how far down the field they had to go to award the Tour de France.
I do remember that. You're right.
And it was in double digits. Like, I want to say it was number 11 or number 12 before they found a clean athlete. But the American team was four or five strong. And they all doped with this if I'm correct, I don't think it's steroids that he was on. I think
it was something else. Yeah,
poitine, and I can't remember how to pronounce that. Maybe Harrison can write it down, and I can say it when I see it. And it's red. It just boosts your red blood cells, and you get injections of it. And red blood cells are what carry oxygen through your body more efficiently. So if you have more red blood cells.
Right. I think it's really similar to that. I watched the big interview not too long ago with that. Who's the runner?
Marion Jones.
Marion Jones.
Mm-hmm. Who also talked, same thing.
Same
thing. She kind of said that, you know, it was really similar, that it almost made me feel for her. That she was like, I know it's wrong, but it just went along with the territory. And it was like, you know, oh, my knee hurts. Sure, give me a shot.
Right.
So my knee doesn't hurt anymore. And it wasn't like they were, you know, in the back room going, shoot me up with steroids, man. I'm gonna be so fast.
Buff and
it's
fast.
Like It's just part of the territory. It doesn't mean it's right.
Drink
certainly.
This protein drink.
But it's
Do
not
this,
Lance
whatever.
Armstrong's problem. It's right. a problem with the whole industry. It wasn't right. Marion Jones's problem. Right.
But
what, it is
who
hers,
was,
but
who was the guy? I don't know if you want to Google this.
I do. I love Googling.
Because I should just know his name. The gentleman who was stripped of the titles for Tour de France and whatever.
Lance Armstrong.
No. Before Lance Armstrong. He was like a little weaselly redheaded thing.
It was
Prince
it was
Harry.
Cyclist?
Howdy doody.
Guy from Homeland.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Sounds like. Anyway, right, exactly.
Vanna White.
Like, right. But he was already stripped of that, and he was the one who came forward and was like, fuck this. You know, if you're going to take this from me, you better get that son of a bitch.
Erythropoietin is what he was taking.
Erythropoietin?
And weren't they handing it to him in his water bottles as he would go by? They would hand it to him and he would drink
it
on the run?
I'm pretty sure you have to inject it. Because
somebody said something that they were giving it to him while he was on the roll.
I mean, you could slip a shot.
Though I agree with you because I heard that it was pulling blood out, blood was serviced and reintroduced to his body.
Yeah, that's what causes like the creation of more red blood cells.
Okay. Carrying more oxygen, yada yada yada.
Yeah, the heme. So my thought, and I'll do the analogy with breast cancer. When Susan Komen, am I using that name correctly in a sentence? Ernie,
I'm not Ernie. I'm Marcia.
Ernie,
Ernie's girlfriend, Marcia. the new heterosexual couple.
Apparently. I love that Sarah says that's older than the hosts.
Yeah.
Oh,
God bless you for saying that.
The blender. She said it's older than the hosts.
But oddly, it's in the age range of people I should be dating.
Right.
But I just text Buddy asking him the question of how far down the line did officials go to find a clean rider in the Tour de France, and he says, I think they just gave up after a while.
But he did, I don't know what show it was, but he did give the number.
Ask him who the person was beforehand.
Yeah, I can't find that.
Okay.
I don't think I'm searching the right
who
thing.
Who else had been stripped of those titles? It was very,
like the guy after, maybe.
It was before all of this stuff happened, because Lance Armstrong, they had said stuff about it. But it wasn't, it was kind of like Peter Floyd.
Look it up.
Oh, okay.
Floyd is in there somewhere.
The barber? Floyd the barber from Mayberry?
No. Yeah. Still dead.
My thing is like this, the Susan Komen Foundation, they hired the...
Floyd Landis.
Landis Cyclery.
Yeah.
Not related, but we'll throw them a plug anyways. Yeah. Susan Komen hires the, anti-woman, anti-Planned Parenthood.
Bitch. Yep.
Cunt.
Oh, yeah. Total bitch.
I think cunt to the 10th power.
Mm-hmm. To
the power of 10.
Yes.
To run their foundation, and you know what? I gave my money to them, and they'll never get another dime from me because now I know who they like to run with.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So
she was a scapegoat. They hired her and then said, now do this. But it was what they all wanted.
Oh, right.
And she got, so it's similar. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Like, so what I'm saying is, so he's got to rehabilitate the image because now Liv Strong is suffering from what Susan Komen's not getting a dollar from me ever again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I know that inside they want to be anti-Planned Parenthood and don't really like women. Like that sticks with me. So when I see those, and I've always made fun of those Liv Strong bracelets because they were always in a bar smoking a cigarette wearing them.
Right.
Sure. So when I was always like, you dumb fuck, how are you living strong? You know what I mean? Like, again, I don't have it on, so I'm not living strong.
No,
so
right.
I'm enjoying my beverage, irony free.
You're drunk, smoking a cigarette. No, it's, you're puking.
It was
in the
about
corner,
prostate
like,
cancer, so I didn't care.
I mean, it's,
but
it's,
I think he's
got. Because
it
wasn't about lung cancer, so I didn't care.
Right.
I will give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt of trying to be philanthropic, of trying to help the charity back out, maybe rehabilitate his name a little bit. But he's so associated with that Live Strong and cancer research that he may be trying to do some good and resuscitate something that's attached to his name. Because Nike's not going down, or anybody else, or the bicycle, anything that he endorsed, who gives a shit? But this cancer thing is his name. Mm-hmm. Like, that really is. When you see that yellow bracelet, the first thing you think of is one ball. I mean, you don't ever go to...
But that's what he was saying, and again, so incredibly, he was just so believable. Because they showed this whole string of clips. Do you really think that as sick as I was and, going through cancer and this and that I'm going to put... you know, things in. And maybe it's because he was telling the truth that he was being so forthright and
he
so
was,
strong.
And if he
because,
was using this drug, right. Yeah, if he was using this drug.
And not steroids.
It is part of healing, but. And I don't know where the Tour de France is. It could be outside this door. I wouldn't fucking know. Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it's in France.
I think it's in France. Or just, on France Avenue.
It just
Minnesota.
Sounds French.
I'm not sure.
It's just
European.
Like, it's European. Well, yeah. At the very least, it's on the continent.
Right.
But I don't know. Are there mountainous roads? Do they go to the hills?
Oh, yeah.
Is it all on flatlands?
It varies. It's pretty
it's
fucked
all
up.
Over the place.
Because I would rather watch golf while needle pointing than watch a fucking bike race.
Yep.
Kelly came to watch my triathlon one time and said, "This is not a spectator sport." She's like, "You just keep on."
Unless you're on the bike, this is
and
boring.
And I'm going to go
She's
home
like,
and watch
this. This is literally the worst thing I've ever done. Yeah. Is watch your triathlon.
Because, I mean, I can't be in the water, on the bike, or watch you run. Like,
she saw me come out of the water.
They have to be in three separate places.
Oh, exactly.
Due to the different luggage. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, then, yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, it's boring. Yeah, it's not super exciting. But it
is caused many people
charity.
To lose their jobs? What is that about? Laura has in here, apparently it caused many people to lose his job. Or to lose their jobs.
Advertisements, endorsements, foundations, all the things that are going under that he's attached to.
Okay. Yeah, but...
They were going
to... You would think that they just get someone else to... advertise for.
Right.
I don't know. I mean,
but now you got to go find somebody clean.
Well, Marion Jones. She's clean now. Maybe not running anymore, but she's clean.
Prison.
She was.
That bitch was in prison.
She was all in prison.
So wait. Okay, wait. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at this here that Harrison's saying. So it's a process of storing blah, 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 blah. So it's...
Like, let's
so
say
it's
you're
sneaky,
very...
But it's not steroids. It's doping.
That's the right word is doping.
Okay.
And what it does is, like, say you're anemic,
right,
and you're also Jehovah's Witness, so we can't transfuse you because
that
of your religious beliefs.
So horrible.
We give you this.
Okay.
And this helps your body produce more red blood cells over of, and it doesn't act fast. You don't, but I'm assuming it's
not like crack.
Right.
Selling your car for crack. You don't, you're not
and,
like.
And I'm not sure.
Taking a hit of crack and getting high and getting crazy.
It's not something you would pass off to a very healthy person. So I don't know if it's effects on somebody who doesn't need red blood cells, if they would have a different.
I'm going to try it.
Right.
I'll be the guinea pig.
Right. So I don't know.
I'm going to come into the restaurant and you can shoot me up with some new red blood cells.
How fast does it work? Does it leave? And I'm sure, I know they're looking for it now because they have been talking about it for a few, they've been talking about it for a few years. It's been coming up in different sports, but and especially in like skiing and stuff like that, things that take place on the top of a mountain when your oxygen is lower,
depleted
because of the altitude. That's where they were finding it, and it was the stand. That's why I was kind of like, well, you know, first off, why would you do it if you're like you've got like a 14 H&H? Like what the fuck?
Right.
So maybe it has a higher effect, and I was assuming that. I'm just being lazy and assuming the Tour de France didn't include any hills because I'm like, Jesus, that's a long time.
No.
And then they said it takes like days.
It's a very long race. It's not like you don't get on a bike and you're not like, all right, let's see who comes around the corner last.
Yeah, like
the
I feel like
hour.
It's a week or something.
Yeah, it's very, very.
So
like,
it really
look,
is.
We're in Italy now or something.
Yeah,
so it really
know.
Is a tour of France.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Quite literal, like
really
Waffle
do,
House.
Like,
it's a house of waffles.
Right. You do.
Yeah.
I like the analogy.
Yeah.
And then
today we're
going to
climb up hills,
and then you go, where are we all end? And then you kind of. Stagger your starts the next day.
I like how you keep forgetting where that mic is.
I know, I'm sorry. I think it's
white on white.
My mask on.
Thing, yeah. By the way, you're such a good sport about that. Thank you.
Well, I'm getting sicker as the night goes on.
Oh,
so
good.
Keep
it
on. Keeping
it
on.
Yeah, keep that
on. Interesting point from,
I'm gonna get the gloves.
Mama Bear here that they testified regarding usage and he called them liars. And since he won, they lost their jobs.
Okay.
Oh, that was it. And now they're also, and again, any settlement where he won, they're now coming back after him for that.
Oh, right. For sure.
So, I mean, Jesus Christ, why am I spitting? I should have a mask on.
Oh, my God, Mama Bear. I guess the one ball is easier to tuck.
She's fantastic.
That's funny.
Is there another question we have?
I just think this guy turned out to be like one of the lowest, like one of the lowest creatures going, like
that had been held up on such a pedestal.
Yeah,
right.
Like what a fall.
Sure. Yeah, no, that can't be good.
Oh, and then we haven't talked about.
Uh oh.
Dun dun dun.
Oh, Cluey.
Chris Cluey.
Chris Cluey today.
The lustful cock monster.
The lustful cock monster. Oh, we have to do this. Hold on. Let me get to the right page.
What do I not know about?
He was.
I put it on my page. He was on Colbert. Yeah.
And isn't that funny? Oh, he was on Colbert. Yeah. I put it on my page without seeing it on yours.
I thought you must have shared it from there. I didn't even pay attention. That's why I liked it. I thought that's fantastic.
No, it was in Out. It was in Out magazine, as it turns out.
Well, he had a whole. Do you remember me bringing
Upworthy.
That thing in?
It was Upworthy. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So we were talking about his Chris Cluey is the punter. Very funny about the explaining punting to Stephen Colbert. It was very funny. He is the punter for the Minnesota Vikings. He was defending Amadou Djadoui.
Ahmadinejad.
No, that's the. Jesus Christ.
That's Iran.
But I
Iraq.
Love that you both said
Iran.
Whatever.
It's Iran.
They're
wherever.
Both like, oh, it must be
one of those fucking crazy right. ass places.
Anyways, the player
yeah,
for the
I am Badejo.
I am Badejo. The player for the Ravens.
I heard him start and I just went.
That came out for gay marriage in Maryland, where it won. So mm-hmm. his right. voice again, stand up, be counted. His voice yeah. influences people again. That's his platform. Ally, just come right. out for us.
Okay.
Fuck it again.
I feel like Al's going to throw something at me.
No.
So, fuck it again.
I'm scared.
Fuck it again. But your voice matters.
Joe, do I have coverage?
So
yes, just like the rest of us.
Badejo, or however you say his name.
I am Badejo.
Exactly. I love uh-huh. that. I love that song in The Lion King. Anyways, he comes out for gay marriage, gets the councilman from Baltimore on official stationery, tells the owner of the Ravens to shut this shit down
yep.
and stifle his free speech. And Chris Cluey, this little hottie, and he's hot again because he put a hat over that
yep,
hair.
Yep.
Bad hair.
Thought you would like that.
He put a really hot hat. He went on Colbert because now he's enjoying a little bit of celebrity and talked about his rants because he wrote a very specific letter
and
to
wonderful.
That councilman, that yeah. whatever he was, that representative from Baltimore on the state level. Very pro-gay marriage. And then he writes rants about other things. And one of his things is gun control.
Mm-hmm.
And so Colbert was, of course, playing full on Papa Bear, as he calls him, Bill O'Reilly. He was just doing the right-wing asshole to
he's
perfection.
He's so funny.
He was so in character. And he was like, so are you saying that gay people should have guns? He's like, yeah, when there's protesters at a gay pride rally throwing rocks, I think the gay people should have guns and shoot them. And I was like, Oh, that's a funny way. I mean, that's how in your face it is to like, scandalous, inappropriate, mm-hmm. never going to happen, but just to throw it back in their sure. faces. Yeah, you want to throw that
Let's
church
turn
stuff
it around.
At us?
Yeah.
We're going to use our Second Amendment rights on your First Amendment rights. And it was just.
Are you going to have to find that?
He is.
I just tried to watch page. It. You can
I
see
tried
it.
To watch it, but it like won't hit my phone. It was one of those, you know.
Yeah. It's on, and I got it off of Upworthy.com, which I go to all the time. They're a great website.
And he did not need to wear shoes, Laura. That was kind of the cool part, was that he had his flip-flops on.
And
he's kind of sexy with them on.
He is sexy.
Yeah.
And Colbert threatened him or something, and he, like, flexed his muscles. And I was like, oh, I peed a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. So there was a different sauce going in that blender. So
not that blender. Not that one.
Yeah. And honest to God, like, I in no way do I condone violence, but it was one of those.
Tyler thinks differently.
Yeah, I know. At this point. And this is exactly why I don't meet people online, because I am now fully aware of how I come across to those who can't see or meet me.
And it's a little scary.
Hyper aware.
That's funny.
I just think he is such a great spokesperson to have on our team.
Yeah,
so,
he's fun.
Yeah.
And brilliant.
And brilliant. Yeah, this is... And it says something like, if you're expecting something from a dumb jock, watch this.
Oh.
And but riding it to a wave of celebrity, and hopefully again taking your voice to the platform you have. We go to Minnesota to agree.
We certainly do. We meet in the land of 10,000 lakes for agreement.
And I'm sorry about the playoffs.
Yeah, that really didn't work out well.
No,
but that's okay because the Packers aren't in it anymore either. So ha ha.
Yeah.
Whatever. We're even. We're starting out in an even playing field.
So,
next year.
So where are we? Where are we at? Update us.
Which part?
Who's in now? What's left?
Wait, yeah, something miserable happened with the Broncos, right?
Yeah, there was some this weekend. If people did not see football, holy shit! So the Broncos played the Ravens and went into double overtime, which is really kind of next to unheard of.
Yeah.
And the Broncos had been ahead, and the Ravens came back and beat them. And I guess the
poor Ray Lewis, he will never retire.
Exactly. But apparently after this year, because of the playoffs, that, you know, what a good send off they were saying and this and that. I think he's a piece of work anyway. But
anyway, so the Broncos lost, and there's this whole, like, they weren't playing, they were playing too conservatively and this and that, which, as a Minnesota Viking fan,
and they didn't have
I
Jesus on their side anymore.
No, no, no.
Jesus left the building.
Apparently, Jesus was here this last weekend. So
he was here today.
Maybe, was it today?
Yeah, he was
so
here.
So maybe Jesus will be playing for the Cardinals. Who knows?
Who's Jesus?
Tim Tebow.
Ew.
Yeah. Are we getting him?
We don't know.
No, he was practicing today.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Out at
rehearsing. What do they call it?
What do they call it? Dancing.
He was rehearsing.
Anyway. So then the Falcons played the Seahawks. Okay. This was kind of a big deal, because the Falcons have been around, but the Seahawks, there's this rookie who's a little bit older.
That could, yeah.
And they were down 20, I believe it was 27-7 in the, toward the end of the third quarter. And I left, came back, and they were, it was 27-21. The Seahawks had come back, and all of a sudden, with 30 seconds remaining in the game, they threw a touchdown. And the Seahawks did. And all of a sudden, they're winning 28-27. 30 seconds left.
Oh,
done.
God.
So the place is just going nuts. You know, like, are you kidding? Not happy, because they were playing in Atlanta. And 30 seconds is a long fucking time
in
football.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And they came back down the field. The Falcons did, and got in a range to kick a field goal. And there's this thing that they do called icing the kicker. Have you seen that?
Yeah, they get to call a timeout just about to kick.
Right.
Just
they
to
wait,
ice him.
Like, they wait
what is
right
that?
Next
just
to
psych him out?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're in your head. You're ready. You're planted. Nope. Done. Timeout.
So the Seahawks call the timeout.
And the players don't necessarily hear it. Sometimes they blow the whistle. It's just too loud. Guy kicks it, misses. So had they just gone with it, apparently missed. Nope. So timeout gets called.
So the timeout already was called. So
they
have to. They
have to.
That.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
So they all line back up, kicks it straight through, and it was a perfect field goal.
Oh,
so
my
they end up winning.
Yes. Yeah,
so
the icing the kicker's got like a 70-30. A lot of times it goes with psyching him out, and then every once in a while you get fucked up the ass with it.
Terrible.
And then you should raise your hand and say, I was fucked up the ass.
Right.
Jodie Foster style.
In the accused.
Chick-a-pay.
What? What?
Ew.
And honestly, I don't read. Gosh, who else played?
I think I can take off the thoughtful vulgarity music, because we're clearly out of that section.
Maybe the Packers. Oh, the Packers played. That's right. And they lost. They lost
to the Texans, right?
Nope. 49ers.
Oh, okay.
So not a Packers fan.
Not even a little
big rivalry.
Bit.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even like. I don't think green and yellow should go together. The lights there irritate me. They really do. I don't like them. It drives me nuts. But no, I can't stand them. And you know, God bless anyone who's a Packers fan. But I think that that many of them. I was trying after the Vikings lost to the Packers. I'm a sportsman. I everything is good game. Whoever played the best, you know, whatever, whether I'm playing in it or watching it. And I told the folks I was watching the game with. I said, you know what? God is my witness. I can't name 5 good Green Bay Packer fans that I know. I couldn't go with like a full that aren't going to be smug motherfuckers that aren't going to be like, you know,
just
yeah, like a 4-year-old. Ha ha! Look at me. I hate them. And I couldn't. I kept trying. I got to 3.
My uncle and cousin are Packers fans.
But I don't
know
them.
They're very nice.
Look, I'm all, but I don't
they're
know them.
They're very nice. They're humble.
Are they?
You can take my word for it. They're,
I appreciate the humble.
The dad and the son, they live in northern Illinois. The dad and the son are Packers, mm-hmm. and the mom and the daughter are Bears.
Yeah.
So they have like
a healthy
little family rivalry.
I think my brother-in-law is a Packers fan, but I think that to me that's just an easy choice. You're just, you know what I mean? You're picking the Yankees. Like, do it.
Right.
Root for somebody.
Well, unless you're someone like Buddy, who's a Cowboys fan, and everyone got on the Cowboys bandwagon in like the 90s. But not Buddy.
Or the
like
70s.
He's been,
or
the
70s, yeah.
Right. But I mean, he and I had a long conversation about that. You know? Like,
he had a stern talking
yes,
with Jodie Foster
sure,
style.
That's right.
I
got
will stand
on my platform.
Mel Gibson.
That's right. So anyway, so that game happened, and I honestly don't remember what the other game was.
I don't either.
There was another one. I have no idea.
It was Sunday.
Texans?
I want to say the Texans are still around, but it made me laugh because between the musical, the not sleeping, the going to the Golden Globes, or however I got there, I just...
That was in your living room.
I was exhausted. I'm like, I can't watch anything else.
protection.
I probably did. Girls and in entertainment news again. Girls is back on. Get cable.
Already
please get
saw
cable.
It. Already
guess
saw
what
it.
I had this weekend?
Free Showtime.
A girl?
Free HBO.
Oh. Because Girls is back. They're trying to push. They're trying to get you to watch Girls.
Yeah. So you know what I did?
I didn't watch it.
Because I didn't want to get hooked to it. And I'm just going to let you know, you can come over if you would like.
Well,
and you can
Amazon.
Look at everything because I'm telling you, I tried to change the package that I have with DirecTV. And
oh, they suck.
They said that it's like because where I'm locked in at whatever because
yeah.
I've been with them for so long. So changing it is next to
It almost took an attorney to get those fuckers out of my house.
Right.
And then
so
I'm not even joking.
It's basically going to be an act of God to change it.
We came this close to court order to get rid of those fuckers.
Stop
I hate them.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Why? What happened?
They were just charged out the ass. They are so much more expensive than Cox, which I didn't think was humanly possible.
Well, we had Cox
you think
for
your
a
Cox
very
bill
long
is
time.
High? Go to DirecTV and find out how they're going to ass rape you, Jodie Foster style.
In The Accused.
In The Accused. It's so dirty.
We had Cox beforehand, and it was always tiling. You couldn't see anything, and it just fucking annoyed me that I'm paying for something, and I can't even watch, you know, a program that I like. We just have DirecTV because of the NFL ticket.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Until somebody else comes out with, you know, and it's...
But no, you're stuck now because try to break up with... DirecTV.
Okay.
It takes a lawyer and a coat hanger in The Accused.
Jodie Foster style.
But did you not love Girls? I thought they started off.
I loved that.
They went right to funny. The first season, it took like half the season to get to funny. They went right there this time.
I loved it right from the very beginning. I think Lena Dunham is very much like her character in that she's very self-serving. She's very high and mighty in real life. I like her, but I don't know how much
I really like her. Right, you don't like you're like, I'm probably going to hate you or you're going to be my best friend. I can't make up my mind.
I like her, but she's so, in her person, Lena Dunham, is so self-serving and hoity, and I'm so
But cannot walk in shoes. Was she?
Oh my God, I was laughing my ass off.
I have seen horses walk in high heels better than she did.
I think I could walk in heels better than she did, poor
that
little
was,
delicate
that
thing.
That was embarrassing at so many levels. And no one
it was like, do they hurt?
Was ugly. She doesn't have a good sense of like red carpet style yet.
No.
But all of those things aside, I some reason like her, and I love the show.
Is that the woman that I was, the minute I saw her, I'm like, oh, I bet you're rethinking those tattoos about now.
Oh,
no, she showed
really,
them off.
I think they're really bad
she
tattoos.
Shouldn't. Well,
She is
make
just
bad
like
life
the show. She's just a loud tragedy.
But
the show is so funny.
When
her boyfriend looks at her and goes, you tell me that your whole body was a clit.
Clit.
And she's like, I didn't say that. Yes, you did. All right, maybe I said it, but I've changed my mind.
It is. Her delivery's funny.
Came and you came hard. And I love him. Because he was the character that they just kind of dragged along last season. You know what they're going to do? And all of a sudden, he was funny.
Yeah, right at the very end when his character became a little bit more, like, heroic love story.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, I do love you.
After I got hit by a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do love
She's
you.
She's got to go change his bedpan. It's not as bad as it
he
sounds.
He goes, hold it over here. I got to piss. Get the bucket. Get the pot. And she goes, I really have to talk to you. And then he's like, oh shit, I missed. What did you want to say, babe? And she's like, nothing at all.
No, I missed. Yeah,
nothing.
I know. Because that means that he peed on her. Because she's holding
nothing
the bucket.
At all. I don't want to talk about anything.
They went right for funny.
And I love Allison Williams. I think she's just so beautiful. And
now, is she the one? Which one is she?
She's the one who got, when her boss took her out. She's the pretty one. Her boss took her out and was like, oh, God, we just got wrapped up in the conversation. And
I forgot to fire you.
I forgot to fire you
at lunch. This was supposed to be the closing.
So enough with that.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing, because by the time we get back here next week,
there won't be any more award shows.
When are the SAG Awards?
Yeah. I have it.
End of the month, I believe.
Like, yeah, 29th.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
The
night after you're busy.
Right. So, yes. So, the inauguration is going to be next
Monday.
And on
Martin Luther King Day.
Slightly
poetic.
Yes, I think it's very poetic. Speaking of which, the first gay Latin something else poet is going to be at... he is the youngest inaugural poet, the first gay poet, and the first Latino poet. His name is Richard Blanco, will be reading one of his works. Last year was Maya Angelou, I believe. Wasn't it? No, I'm lying to you. 100% I'm lying to you. Somebody else?
But,
and she was, well, 4 years ago, right?
But they
Jesus, last time.
They had an, they
and she
had
was
an,
awful, I thought.
Well, I think Rick Warren was one of the people that right. was available. No, he, no that
no,
wasn't him.
That was the preacher who did the...
debate. He did one of the debates or one of the meetings or...
He was the one, Rick Warren, anti-gay minister, Rick Warren, pastor of California, delivered the invocation.
Invocation.
The opening prayer. And he was, the choice was really criticized. Well, this year they had, the choice of, Pastor Louis, I'm going to probably butcher this, but, Giglio, and this LGBT, you know, Obama being the most LGBT friendly president in U.S. history. It was a big deal because this guy was really, he's an anti-gay guy.
Again?
Yeah, it said that then they didn't know about it. He had a sermon that was available on this website that homosexuality is not just a sexual preference. Homosexuality is not gay, but homosexuality is sin. It prevents people from entering the kingdom of God. The only way out of a homosexual lifestyle, the only way out of a relationship that has been ingrained over years of time is through the healing power of Jesus. So there was this whole thing, and all of a sudden, I'm sure that all of them were like, "Oh, for Christ's sake, how do we do that twice?"
And now he's going to say there's different kinds of rape too, fucker.
Right? Exactly. And he's not legitimately anti-gay.
He's
not legitimately anti-gay. But they were saying that they didn't know if it took less than 24 hours, and all of a sudden this thing came out, no pun intended, unlike Jodie Foster, and and or sexy Sadie, the accused.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't know.
Or care.
Anyway, it said that it's worth noting that it's not entirely clear who initiated the shift of withdrawing the invitation. Did this guy go away? And apparently he said, "I'm going to drop out of this inauguration." So I thought that was interesting. That really, do you get hit with lightning twice? I mean, come on.
Now did it. Because there's just too many award show things for me to pay attention to all the news. all the news. Illinois, are we closer on the gay marriage?
I don't know.
That was supposed to come down last week.
Yeah, last Wednesday.
I don't know. Let's check.
And France is moving towards it because the man that they elected prime minister ran on, or sorry, president of France, ran on gay equality. That was one of his platforms. So... And now there's the backlash from the religious groups. They're protesting. But it looks like gay marriage will be legal in France come sometime this year.
Well, the next time we do that tour de France, we'll be able to have a nice bike ride
and a gay marriage.
Doping and butt fucking. Some of it's legal, some of it's not.
That has to be the name of this show.
All right, doping and sodomy. How about that, Jody Foster?
Sexy Sadie.
Doping and sodomy.
Here's your choices, Jody. Doping or sodomy. Where do you want to go?
Use your platform.
I'm sorry. Don't
sodomy and Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes, unlike Lance Armstrong, there are two.
Yeah.
one nut or
two. Two round things.
One nut or two.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. One nut. Sometimes you don't.
Right. Well,
Harrison says they need to. Somebody, honest to God, somebody asked me the other day. We were talking about testicles for some godforsaken reason, and someone actually asked me if one was bigger than the other, and I'm like, I don't fucking know. And then, you know, everybody, you know,
isn't
it's very
that a thing.
They are. They just like it's like breasts.
Right. That's what they all kept saying. I'm like, well, you know, you do your regular self checks. You want to stay healthy and all that stuff.
There's
and
nothing about the human body that's symmetric. Nothing.
Right. But they were asking me like if I knew which one, and I'm like, no,
well,
I don't.
Well, look in the mirror, Joan. That's what I would tell them to do. Check it out. Look for yourself. Take a warm shower. Feel around. Measure them. I don't know.
Sure Clayton has a ruler of some sort.
every boy does.
There you have it.
They're called tape measures.
Yes, there you have it.
I have one that's
going there.
I have one that's 100 feet. 100 foot tape measure.
Wow.
Never used.
Didn't use it.
You're funny.
Fully returnable.
It just sits there for posterity.
Oh, well, you've done it again. You've managed to waste 3 solid hours of a Tuesday night listening to us banter about Jodie Foster, sodomy, and testicles. So I think that pretty much wraps it up. We're here again next Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Phoenix time. It's Katie, it's Marnie, it's Al. My name is Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here on the Q-Talk America Network. And as we like to close each and every show by saying, we will see you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.